If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the program.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Well, we started discussing some of the jurisprudential laws related to the important notion or the interesting topic of theater and movie industry and cinema, according to fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. And we'd like to continue along the same line, Sheikh Javid, if you don't mind. Is it permissible to use the clerical robe or the judge's uniform, especially the ones that, clergies, Muslims clergies wear, in order to make movies use it actually in the cinema industry? Is it permissible, Sheikh Jabi, to make films that deal with the religious and mystical issues, especially the ones, showing or featuring the lives and achievements of the late or contemporary clerics or even mystics, while observing, of course, their dignity and the inviolability of Islam?
Well, that's a nice question. Of course, in view of the fact that cinema is a medium through which enlightenment mm-hmm. and information could be spread, of course, there is obviously no harm in showing anything of useful effect for the intellectual development of the youth and others. Or there is also no objection in promoting Islamic culture if a movie seeks to promote Islamic values, Islamic culture, and Islamic lifestyle. There's no objection whatsoever in this.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, included in this is the introduction of religious scholars and their special life histories, as well as that of the officials and other scholars. Like, say, we have great scholars in our history.
Yes.
And we don't have any image of those scholars, anything to be depicted, to be shown to the youth. So that their lifestyle could be the lessons that exist in their life,
yes,
could be communicated to the mm-hmm. to the society, to the youth. So there's no problem in someone playing the role of a scholar, wearing his garment, wearing his turban, and then playing the role of a scholar. Like, we have many scholars like Sheikh Mufid, Sheikh Tusi,
yes,
and we have Mullah Sadra and many great scholars who play tremendous role in spreading the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt. Of course, it is obligatory to observe their particular status.
Mm, or dignity.
And their dignity, social yes. position, respect, and sanctity, their right also.
Mm-hmm.
And this should not be used as a means to disseminating, of course, any anti-Islamic propaganda.
I see. Okay, thank you very much, Javid. Let's take a short break, and then we'll be back and continue our program, Islamic Laws, on RIB English Radio. Don't go away.
The followers of Ayatollah Khomeini can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Allah, yeah, Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah, ya Allah, oh Allah. Don't let me go astray, cause I need you.
Welcome back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Shoshovid, our guest speaker. We are still talking about some of the jurisprudential laws related to theater and cinema, according to the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Sheikh Javid, some directors and movie makers have asked us, we intend to make a film portraying the story of the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, or peace be upon him, especially the principles for which he sacrificed his life for, you know. It is not worthy that the actor who's going to play the role of Imam, or the Imam Hussein, is not going to appear in the flesh, okay. Right? In other words, just a luminous person, as you might have seen, in fact, yes. In some drama series or movies. Well, is it permissible to make such a movie?
Well, yeah, of course, this is a controversial question, because some scholars argue that this may contain some kind of disregard or some disrespect to those noble figures, including the grandson of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. Now, I would say that if the story of the film is based on reliable sources with utmost consideration of the sanctity of the subject and the integrity and the status of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, just as you gave the example of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, now his companions also and his household, of course, according to His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, there is no harm in that. It's permissible, provided that those conditions, very strict conditions, are taken into consideration and observed. But since it is very difficult, of course, to tackle the subject carefully and accord a due reverence to the integrity of the martyred Imam and his companions, so His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei says that one has to observe as much precaution in this matter as possible. Right. So the precaution is, just as you rightly mentioned, it's not okay or permissible to show the Imam's face. Mm-hmm. Because no one knows how, for example, the Imam's face was. Of course, yes. They were luminous yes. creatures. Mm-hmm. And their life was replete with light, with nur, as we say. But whether we properly and correctly show his picture or not, that is the most important concern. Mm-hmm. So that's why His Eminence says that it's very important that we have to exercise precaution.
I see. Thank you very much, Javid. Let's take a short break and then we'll be back and continue our program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Stay tuned.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Welcome back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are talking about some of the jurisprudential laws related to theater and the movie industry, according to the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Well, Sheikh Chabi, you know, in some of the movies or even theater stages, plays, some men wear the clothes of women or the other way around.
Yeah.
All right? For the purpose of course, performance, like acting as the role, like playing the role of, for example, somebody or a particular individual, but of the opposite sex, of course. So what's the jurisprudential law regarding this, like the, wearing the clothes of the opposite sex? And not only that, in addition, what about mimicking the voice of the opposite sex?
Well, His Eminence, Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, says that it's not remote to be permissible for the opposite sexes to wear each other's clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Or mimic the voice of each other in acting and in expressing the characters of a real person, provided that it does not cause any corruption.
Mm-hmm.
So we do see in our day-to-day life that movies are produced, and mm-hmm. then some men play the role of some women.
Right.
Okay, and they represent the opposite gender. But you see, the religious scholars have said that there is no objection in this, as long as the people know that this is not a woman, for example.
Yes.
So when playing the role of a woman, of course, someone has to wear the woman's garment, the woman's clothing, dress, and act in the same way.
Mm.
Okay. But people are not too naive to believe that, okay, he is or she is a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they are just faking.
Yes.
And there's no problem in it, according to His Eminence, Grand Ayatollah Khamenei.
Yes. Sheikh Chabit, what's the Islamic law or ruling regarding women wearing makeup for performance or acting purposes, which are sometimes, in fact, even attended by men as well?
Yes. Well, if applying makeup is undertaken by the person herself or by another woman or by one's mahram, mm-hmm. like the woman's husband.
Yes.
And it does not entail any kind of corruption, any kind of fitna or mischief, there is no objection to that. It is permissible because it is done for the sake of acting in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, we know that it's not permissible for a woman to wear makeup in public. Like if a woman wants to come out into the streets and she wears makeup, and her intention is to show herself as attractive, as beautiful as possible. So the religious scholars have not permitted any mm-hmm. of these acts, like wearing makeup in public.
Right.
When men can see her. Where men can see her, so it's not permissible. If there is any kind of corruption, even in the movie, acting in the movie, it's not permissible.
Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh Chabit. Thank you, my dear listeners, for listening to your own program, Islamic Laws, on IRIB English Radio, in which we try to delve into some of the jurisprudential laws related to theater and the movie industry, according to fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
محيي المميت الظاهر والباطن.